Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 31st. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I want to thank a shout out to our May patron. It is the last day of May. So Matthew P., you get one more shout out. Thank you so much for the support. We are looking for our June patron. And this just in case you were wondering, June starts tomorrow. As of this recording, that's crazy. Like when June starts, that's usually when we're thinking, ooh, E3. And we've definitely got some news that we're going to discuss on the Gamers In. And we'll get to it. But PlayStation 5 is going to be announcing a bunch of cool stuff. When I say PlayStation 5, I mean Sony is going to be announcing a bunch of cool stuff about the PlayStation 5. This week, upcoming week on Thursday, June 4th. I'm getting ahead of myself, but if you want to become our June patron, get a shout out on here, this year mini, get a shout out on the show as well. You don't even have to be a new patron. You can even up your pledge. It all counts. So we do appreciate the support, especially during these times. And we hope you are enjoying the content we're putting out there, and you guys are staying safe. You fine people. Now for the Gamers In this week, ESO, Elder Scrolls Online, the Greymoor expansion has launched on PC. And yes, I have jumped back in. So is Jocelyn. Jocelyn, Jimmy, and I started playing on Friday. We played a little bit on Friday. And here's the thing. Here's the big takeaway from this. I knew going into this, I was not going to be able to play a bunch of this game. And my soul thing I want to take away from it was just to be back in that Elder Scrolls realm. And again, what surprises me most about Elder Scrolls Online is the amount of story and dialogue. And this is, yes, an MMO, but they've really rooted it in Elder Scrolls, in that when you talk to someone, and I did say this to Jimmy a couple times, was, holy jumpins, there's a lot of voiced text in this and just a lot of talking. And don't get me wrong, most of it's great, and because it's Skyrim in the North, a lot of the voice actors have that, you know, that Swedish twang, but it feels very much like these are a lot of Swedish accents, which is very great. It's great. Some of the people you talk to in the game, you just go up to them and they have this accent. It's like, ah, oh, I'm home. I remember Skyrim so much. And that's the biggest thing, biggest takeaway is I had no idea what Greymoor was. I just knew that it's Skyrim, it's snow, it's great, let's do it. And I'm walking through, and the first town they bring you to is Solitude, and I'm like, that sounds so familiar. And then I'm walking into the town, and I look around, and I'm like, holy shit, this is Skyrim. And making that realization is weird, because I'm thinking to myself, I should have known that, because they've been saying this is Skyrim. But you're walking through Solitude, and you're recognizing it. You know, when they went from Warcraft 3, and this is a stretch, but when you went from Warcraft 3 to World of Warcraft, yes, you were visiting some of the same locales, and they had, how many times did they remake, Stormwind, right? But this is, you're walking through and like, yeah, there's some subtle changes, but it's very reminiscent of Solitude, the city from Skyrim. Even the lead up to the city, you're walking past like the stalls and the towers and stuff, and you're thinking to yourself, like, holy crap, they really went for that nostalgia factor. And of course the world is expanded upon because this is an MMO and they need more space for you to explore. But yeah, I'm that's sort of what I'm trying to take away from the game, is just being back in the world of Skyrim. And I rolled a Nord Dragon Knight. So we'll talk about that this week and probably for a couple weeks after. I mean, it is an MMO. It's going to have a long tail. So I'll probably be playing that for the next couple weeks and trying to get as much out of it as possible. As for news, as I said, PlayStation 5 event on Thursday, June 4th at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Now, I haven't fully talked to Jocelyn about this. I don't know if we're going to just basically talk about what this news could be, because we normally record on Tuesdays, or if we're going to try to swap some time slots and record on Thursday so we have this news to talk about. But we will certainly update everybody on Twitter and on Discord if we're going to delay the episode. Another piece of news is that new PS4 games must also run on PlayStation 5 from July. So there's a date in July, I think it's mid-July. Sony is telling their developers that if you're submitting a PlayStation 4 game for testing, you better be sure there is a PS5, it is compatible on PS5. Now, to me, that means that the PS4 game must run on the PS5, not necessarily purchasable separately, but should just load. You know, you own it and you get the PS5, you get a PS5 compatible version. Obviously, I don't know that for a fact, but that's the way the story reads. Also, Sonic the Hedgehog movie is getting a sequel. It is in the works. Director and writers are returning. No word on Jim Carrey, but here's hoping. Xbox Series X continues to trickle out news. Kingdom Hearts is getting a Disney Plus TV series, so that's fun for the people who like Kingdom Hearts. Never played that game, but maybe I'll watch the Disney Plus series. Maybe I can digest that. I don't know. Over on Summoner's Call, just recorded a new episode. We'll be on the feed tomorrow, where we talked about the new mythic hero Mila from Shadows of Valentia, Fire Emblem Echoes. And Game Club is, we are just rocketing towards the conclusion of playing Sacred Stones. I think we have 3 chapters left. That's including the final chapter. I'm very much enjoying my time with Sacred Stones. I'm very glad I got a chance to play it. I don't know why I didn't play it when it came out, but I'm glad we're playing it now. And that game's really cool. I'm glad I'm learning who those characters are after experiencing them in Fire Emblem Heroes for quite some time. We talked a little bit about, I'll tease it here, but we talked about it on the show. So this will be posted before the show, so you get a sneak peek. We've actually talked about what our next game clubs are going to be. Obviously, Sacred Stones was supported by Extra Life, and we had people donate and vote through their donations. And I think next we're gonna do the DLC for Three Houses, because I've never played it. I've been looking for an excuse to force myself to play it. So that's what we're looking at there. Coming into the new upcoming events. So the new, I should really change this tab to just what games are coming out. But these are the games coming out in June. You got Valorant on PC launching on June 2nd. Clubhouse Games 51 Worldwide Classics coming to the Switch on June 5th. The Outer Worlds coming to the Switch on June 5th as well. The Elder Scrolls Online Greymoor expansion coming to consoles, Xbox One and PS4 on June 9th. Beyond Blue on PS4, Xbox One and PC on June 11th. Desperados 3 on PS4, Xbox One and PC on June 16th. Disintegration, that's a new shooter from the original Halo creator. It looks interesting. PS4, Xbox One, and PC on June 16th as well. Burnout Paradise Remastered on the Switch on the 19th. The Last of Us Part 2 on the PS4 for the 19th as well. SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on June 23rd. Ninjala on the Switch on June 24th. Blair Witch on the Switch June 25th. There you go, Jocelyn. You can take your scary crying in the corner game on the go. I never played that on Xbox, but cool it's coming to the Switch. Phantom Covert Ops, a new Rift/Quest game coming on June 25th. That's the one where you get to kayak and then shoot people from your kayak. So it should be called Phantom Kayak Ops, I think. Missed opportunity. But if you want to join in the conversation, go to Discord by going to our Discord channel, bit.ly/TGIDiscord. And we'll see you in there. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.